It is Classic Hits, KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning. Time now for our Community Connection. I've got Rebecca Young here from the county community. Excuse me, I get that wrong every single week. Community Administrator Update. So how are you today?
Good, how are you, Murphy?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. What do we have going on this week?
Well, Stevens County has had kind of a busy week. We started the week off Monday night with the Planning Commission. This is different than the county board. This is a board comprised of some township officials, members at large, and then Commissioner Wallers does sit on that board. They convened to have a public hearing about an interim use permit for MET towers or meteorological towers. They exceed the permitted height in the ordinance, and so they had to have a hearing on those. They convened at 7 o'clock on Monday night, and they heard testimony from the public, took it in public hearing format. Ultimately, that board did pass the IUP with conditions. So the next step is those conditions and the findings and facts do go to the county board. The county board meets next on May 20th, so I anticipate those will be on that agenda for their consideration and potential, you know, approval with conditions, that sort of thing. So if there's folks that are interested in the public that are tracking that issue, that'll be next heard at the county board meeting on May 20th. Then we turned around right away the next morning. That got done about 9 p.m. on Monday night, and then 8 a.m. we had a work session on Tuesday. So the work session we convened with some human services staff, giving an update on some extra costs that weren't anticipated. So there's a lot of services that the state orders that the county pays for that they don't provide any funding mechanism for, and this was kind of one of those cases. You know, it's about $15,000 to $18,000 a month. So we're looking for some avenues to take care of those costs. But I think the point there that I make is just that the state really dictates a lot of what the county does, and the county doesn't get funding for that. And some of those end up in being some pretty large costs. And so, you know, what was we roll into kind of the legislative session as I look at the end of session here in a couple of weeks, we're very concerned. And I mentioned that last time, but whether you look at the House, Senate, or the governor's bill, all of them really penalize counties. And there was a really good editorial in the Star Tribune last week that I shared on the county's Facebook page talking about how, you know, the budget isn't really getting balanced. It's getting balanced in the backs of property taxpayers, and that's certainly true in our case. Depending on what version of the budget you look at, it could be anywhere in just between a 6 and a 12% levy increase. So it's significant, and that's going to fall on the backs of property tax owners. So I encourage those that are out there listening that are involved and care about the issue to call your legislators, tell them that, that, you know, the budget needs to be balanced and doesn't need to be balanced in the backs of property taxpayers. So anyways, it's my little plug for the legislative session and to pay attention. But then we rolled into the regular meeting. The county board just had some normal business bills. They had a lot of good questions about those, just kind of normal things we do. Our county engineer Todd Larson was there, and Todd was kind of talking a little bit about maintenance kicking off for the year, already out doing hauling gravel and doing some grading, which is wonderful. I mean, there's been times we've still had the plow on practically at this point. But so he was talking a little bit about that, and then they were talking about awarding of some summer work. So, you know, we're doing a variety of things, seal coating. We've got a new road going in. We've got maintenance graveling happening. So as always in the summertime, just encourage those folks that are out there to make sure you're watching for our crews working out there. They took delivery of I'm going to get this wrong now, 2024 tandem and a 2025 motor grader. Both of those were ordered in previous years. You know, we're looking at almost over two years ago for the one that we ordered it. However, I do think finally that supply chain's catching up. Knock on wood, right?
Yeah.
So, but those pieces of equipment are expensive, and when we have to wait extra years, it causes a lot more maintenance on our end for our existing fleet. We put a lot of miles on with our tandems and our motor graders doing road maintenance. We have most of the majority of the township contracts as well for all the township roads. So it's a lot of miles those guys maintain every year.